It's Hank Sims of the Lost Coast Outpost. Hey, Hank Sims.
Hello, Mike.
So the question, you got the press release.
I got this press release, yeah, from Earth First.
And in it, it says that they are responsible for the McKittrick Forest.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your initial read on this?
My initial read, yeah, I haven't followed the issue super closely, but I'd be surprised to hear that. I mean, there's been a lot of community organizing around the project for a long time.
You should be following this super closely, by
yeah,
the way.
I know
there's a lot of things you should follow.
You're right.
But this is the thing that will improve your property value.
Most likely, yeah. You know?
All right, well, let's go here to somebody who has called the station saying that her name is Amma and that she is with Earth First. Amma, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. Did you send us this press release?
I did.
All right, cool. First of all, you should put your name on it. Like, we want to have a cell phone number so we can call you and get facts and stuff.
Okay. I was trying to direct it through email, but you got me.
I'm not trying to get you. However, my homie over here, Hank, he's going to try and get you.
Uh-oh.
Hank?
All right.
You first, Hank.
Well, I'd say, Earth First is a you know, loose organization, or has been historically. When did you come on the scene, and what is Earth First in Humboldt County these days?
Well, since we concluded the McKay Track tree sit, we've gone on to target SPI and Green Diamond for their Forest Stewardship Council certification, and we've kind of focused a lot on greenwashing of the timber industry in Humboldt County. So that's been our recent efforts, and also supporting other groups in the region with their tree sits. There's also a tree sit going on at Strawberry Rock right now. It's been happening for almost 2 years now, and that's to be in alliance with the Yurok tribe and protect the cultural resources that are at and around the rock.
But I guess you personally, when did you come to town?
Let's see, I've been Humboldt for about 3 years now, so I guess that would be around 2011.
And what is Earth First? How many people is Earth First? And is it Earth First? Are you North Coast Earth First? Are you Earth First Humboldt? What's the name of?
Yeah, this is Earth First Humboldt.
Okay. What is Earth First Humboldt?
I would say we're, you know, a loose association affinity group. I'd say there's probably, you know, over a dozen active members.
Did y'all like sort of just say did or you're not? It's not a sanctioned organization. It's not like somebody you have to apply for to the, you know, Earth First National to call yourself Earth First, right? You kind of say if you say you're Earth First, you're Earth First.
Yeah, but we are tied into the national network. We're actually helping to organize a rendezvous coming up on the 4th of July of 2014. So there's no official sanctioning, but we do work with the national organization.
That's like an Earth First Jamboree, like Boy Scout style.
Pretty much, yeah. It's a gathering of organizers from around the country, people who work to defend the Earth, and that's going to be going on in Northern California at a to-be-determined location on July 4th, 2014.
Okay, first of all, I talked to a guy who identified himself as, I'm not kidding, carbohydrate, and he said that he is sitting in a tree up at Strawberry Rock, and what he told me is that there may be, like, Earth First may not be the sort of proprietor of that tree sit. Can you confirm or deny that?
We've been in a supportive role for at least the last year, and so yeah, we don't own anything, and we're always working in alliance with other groups, so I wouldn't claim ownership of it. No.
Okay. And then there's this idea that, as we said, the original idea of turning parts of the McKay Tract into a community forest came as a result of Earth First Humboldt's 4-year occupation of a mature second-growth redwood forest that had been slated for clear-cut by timber company. So you're on the record as saying Earth First is the catalyst for what is about to go down tomorrow.
Yes, we definitely seeded the idea. The Trust for Public Land was in a searching phase where they were looking to set up a community forest somewhere, and it was the controversy around the McKay Tract created by the tree sit that attracted their attention to the McKay Tract to fund a community forest.
So you're going to be holding a rally tomorrow, yeah, at the courthouse.
Yes.
Let me ask you just like about it's a very conservative board of supervisors we have. Yeah.
True.
do you think that Earth First showing out and rallying at the courthouse at this public meeting, do you think that having an Earth First presence saying like, look, this is Earth First's idea, Earth First is behind the McKay Tract Community Forest, do you think that's like a tactically wise decision?
Well, we have to apply pressure where the power is, and we're asking the Board of Supervisors to keep good on their promise of of making the McKay Track as large as they can and to include phase two of the project, which is the portion that we ended up it contains the tree sit that happened for 4 years.
But you understand, there's lots of strategy involved in environmental movements. You know, there's some good cop, bad cop that happens sometimes. I mean, I just wonder if, you know, Earth First, at least amongst the members of the board that you'll be addressing, doesn't necessarily have the best name or reputation. And I just wonder if that isn't going to sort of sour them on the idea. Say, oh, well, this is the Earth First community forest. I don't think we want that. Don't you think that? Aren't you gonna? Couldn't you set yourself back? Actually,
I don't think so. I think that we're interested in working with a variety of groups, and I don't see shame in asking the Board of Supervisors to do what's right.
No, okay, Hank. I'm gonna cut you off.
Oh, okay.
First of all, you've attacked my guest.
Okay, sorry.
You accused her of not being local in so many words. You're saying that the organization for which she works is deeply stigmatized. You're saying that. Look, Amma. The organization for which you work is deeply stigmatized. And I think what Hank is getting at is if you guys showed up in suits looking like straights, do you think you would be more effective than if you held a rally and served a veggie lunch?
Well, we have some allies who probably will show in some form of suits. We have a member of Epic, actually, who's going to be speaking at the rally. So it is not just us, not just a bunch of rabble rousers. We have a variety of people who work with us.
With this Board of Supervisors, there are some people on there who will reflexively hate everything that Earth First stands for.
And Epic, whether they're wearing suits or not, Epic's name is not that much.
Yeah.
It's kind of mud in those circles as well.
Well, we're constituents as well. We're residents of Humboldt County. We care about what happens to the forest, and we want the community to benefit just as much as anyone does.
Well, I agree with what you stand for. Just to sort of tip the hand a little bit. I think they should get the biggest possible forest. I think the idea of a conservation easement is a pretty good one. It's not ideal, but if they're held to the standards that at least the Arcata Community Forest is held to, that's a win-win, and I hope that they do pull the trigger on that. Hank, do you have anything? You've been haranguing our guest now.
I like the idea of a community forest as well. On record as that.
Oh, that's something we agree on.
Yeah. Exactly! All right, kumbaya. All right, thanks, Amma.
All right, thanks so much.
Did he use a gopher?
I may have hung up on her.
Ooh.
But look, we're all on the same team.
We are.
All right. Finally, Hank.
Yes.
December 11th has come and gone.
Okay.
The big bet that you and I have.
Oh.
We now know how deeply wrong you are about yet another thing. Let's put on the record, Hank Sims said that Bitcoin would be at $3.50 at highest by December 11th last week. And here we are well past December 11th, and it is sitting in the 700 range.
700. And All right. It's got a ways to fall yet.
You're going to have to wash my car.
My timing was somewhat
off. I think that's our deal.
Hey, one Bitcoin, I'll wash your car.
Exactly. We'll wash cars for Bitcoins. Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, Hank Sims.
Thank you.
All right. And also thanks to Amma. Good sport.